This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Inside. My liver's all twisted up. But you know what I did? I took Deborah, went to the liquor store, I loaded up with alcohol, more specifically vodka, whiskey, beer, tequila, more beer, more vodka, more whiskey, and more beer.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Seems excessive, but I don't know. Last night I concluded my examination of the three samples on behalf of Outlet Liquor for the Woodford Reserve ambassador duties.
Went with B.
Not going to mean anything to you, but I went with B.
Okay. All right.
And I hear Jack Daniels is next.
All right.
Are you watching the President's Cup today, by the way?
Get my dad over there to do that.
I would love that.
He's a big Jack. He's a big, like, I think maybe one time for a birthday in the last 30 years, maybe I've gotten him a different kind of bourbon, and it did not go over well.
He has one Jack. That's it.
He likes Jack. That's it. He likes Jack Daniels. That's it. Like, you're... You know, he just turned 89 a few weeks ago. Like, he's pretty set, you know? So, like, but yeah, but Dad, this is, yeah, okay, whatever.
It's not bourbon, though, right? It's not bourbon.
Jack?
Yeah, is it?
The hell it's not.
All right, I guess it is. It has to be, I don't know my Jack Daniels. I don't think it is. They might call it that. Anyway, I'll follow up. I won't bring this up around your father.
Definitely don't.
Okay. Were you watching the President's Cup today? I don't know if you have a TV where you are, but it wasn't bad.
No, I don't. I've never one time in my life cared about the Ryder Cup light.
Okay. Just ended for the day. 8-2. Nice. 8-2 U.S. is the score after day two.
All right.
Kind of a sizable lead.
It seems substantial, yeah.
They might have a disadvantage on the other side because the guys they pair up, it's like four or five different teams, I think five. And I think they were all from the same country or the same part of the world. Like, you had a team of Canadians, maybe Australians played together, Adam Scott and his guy, maybe Koreans. I don't know if that's exactly right, but, you know, you might feel as the captain, you might feel like you have to do that or you'd want to do that. And it would limit you.
That might not be the best way to put your pairs together.
It just would limit you, you know. They talk about with Ryder Cup the strategy of putting the teams together. You know, here you have language barriers and things to consider, perhaps. Like, you sort of, maybe it limits you. All right, enough about the President's Cup.
I'm still open to golf. I'm playing golf tomorrow.
Very good.
Yeah.
Also, by the way, right now is Roger Federer's last match. He's playing right now with Rafa Nadal, doubles.
That's pretty cool.
Okay, time for NFL picks.
What if I did do it? Even though I admit to nothing and never will. What does that make me? And I'm not here just defending myself, but all those pickers out there have been caught. Each and every one of them.
who has to suffer the shame and humiliation because of people like you.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Are we not human? If we pick, do we not bleed?
On WGR.
I am not an animal.
Sports Radio 550.
Bulldog leads by one game. We were both on the Steelers getting 4.5 last night. My excuse would be Brissett looked good. I didn't expect Brissett. Like, you have Burrow throwing four picks or whatever against that team and getting sacked over and over. Brissett looked like he knew what he was doing. I mean, where he went with the ball, it was really just efficient.
No TJ Watt is a big, you know, a big difference between when Cincinnati played him in Cleveland. But, no, you're right. I look, you know, you're always, almost always going to have very long odds on a defensive touchdown, but I liked Pittsburgh for that last night because of Brissett. I figured they'd get pressure, and he would throw, you know, long, sort of slow throwing motion, predictable. I was just sort of expecting Minkah Fitzpatrick to, you know,
get him,
do his thing. Yeah, and it never came.
Or
there wasn't even anything close to a turnover.
No, right. Or a scoop and score, as you like to say.
Yeah,
nothing like that.
Scoop and score. Yeah,
Cleveland kind of got one, sort of. There was a scoop and score in the end zone at the end.
Yeah, wasn't really a scoop and score. It's more of a like push and flail and fall.
Yeah, fall
flail
and score.
Fall is what that was. A flail and fall.
Also fun. All right, so you still have the one game lead, which means you go first.
All right, then. Enough fooling around. Let's get serious because this is serious business. The picks. All right, college first. Did I get my college game last week? Yeah, I did. Alabama minus 49.5. They won, I think, by 50 or 51, maybe. It was
just enough.
Yeah, maybe it was 55. I don't remember. But I've been shaving it pretty close. I think I got my college game in week one by only a half a point as well. Anyway, I will go Arkansas getting 2.5 at Texas A&M. We did not talk to our friend Trista Crick from BetQL on Tuesday because that was, Buffalo Bills football Tuesday after the Monday night game. She was down on Texas A&M last week hosting Miami, and they covered, but it was a squeaker. So I'm going to go back to that. Well, even though we didn't talk to Trista, I'm going to bet against A&M this week. I'll take Arkansas getting 2.5 there against them. As for the NFL games, that's a road game for the college game. All four of my NFL picks are road teams. Two favorites, three favorites, one underdog. We already talked about the Lions and the Vikings a bit during the last segment. I'm going to take the 5.5. Detroit is getting at Minnesota. Love this little nugget you have about the yards before contact being more than the league is even averaging other 31 teams per rush.
Right.
So I'll take Detroit getting 5.5, at Minnesota.
I'll make it 6 if you want.
Oh, yeah?
MGM has 6.
Yeah.
You want 6?
Sure, I'll take an extra half a point. I just looked. I did not do this early in the morning. I left it blank until the last break, and FanDuel had it 5.5. So thank you. I'll take
If they lose by the show boost. If they lose by exactly 6, will you feel good about that?
I mean, I'll feel like you did me a favor.
All right, and that you should accept it.
Yeah, I'm not going to turn it down. I'm going to be prideful. No, I do commercials for FanDuel. I got to use their spread. I don't care. You want to give me a half a point, I'll take a half a point. Gambling's gambling, even though I'm not really – well, I am betting on this game too. Anyway, what are the others? Okay, the Chiefs – go ahead.
No, it was your turn. I'm sorry. I was going to ask if you were on a certain team. I'll find out like everybody else.
Okay. I'm on the Chiefs. Minus 5.5 at the Colts. I know. It probably seems like it should be bigger, so that's a little scary maybe, and it seems so obvious. The Chiefs have mostly been rolling. They weren't real sharp against the Chargers last Thursday, though. But still, the Colts have looked kind of lost, and the Chiefs have got this thing with the Gus Bradley coach defense, and he's the coach of the Colts defense now, and it just sounds like the Chiefs should win by 40. And so the spread is not as big as maybe you might think it should be. I'm not going to overthink it. I think the Chiefs are way better than the Colts. They've looked way better than the Colts. I'll take the Chiefs minus 5.5 at Indy. The other two road favorites, are the Saints minus 2.5 at the Panthers. I'm not really sure. I don't feel like I jotted this down earlier in the week as a game to keep an eye on, and I'm using it in a few team parlay on FanDuel. But now looking at it after deciding I liked it, like on Wednesday, I'm now a little like, I don't know what the Saints are exactly, you know, but I'll take my chance. I think the Panthers are maybe kind of a mess. So Saints minus 2.5 at Carolina. And I'm going to get the Ravens minus 2.5 at New England.
Three.
Oh, three. Well, okay. Well, give and take.
That's right.
I mean, right? I mean, I have to accept that now.
No, you. If you want, you can trade the half point for each game back.
I want to trade the half point for each game back.
All right, so Detroit's 5.5 again, and Baltimore's 2.5.
Right, that's what we'll do.
I can get 2.5 at FanDuel?
Yeah, I mean, as of just a few minutes ago.
Let's bet that game on both sites. Take New England in 3, and take Baltimore in 2.5. You lose the VIG almost definitely, but you might end up winning. Like if Baltimore wins by 3 points, you'll cover on one app and push on the other. Never mind.
Thanks. I'm busy looking. I just want to see if that line has moved since I looked at it on my app here. Just out of curiosity, more than anything else, because that's funny to me. Because I know we do this thing every week where I say like I look at these at noon or something. I waited today because
you waited until when?
10 to 6. Anyway, that's still 2.5 at FanDuel. Baltimore minus 2.5.
Is there juice?
I'm not sure what you mean by that.
Is it minus 110 or is it higher?
Oh, yeah, no, it's minus 115.
Oh, that's not bad. Sometimes like minus 130.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway, so there you go. There are the picks.
So you're not on the Raiders. I thought you might be on the Raiders.
No, I think I'm a little leery of that game.
Buster.
You know, like Tennessee looks so bad. The Raiders haven't looked real good, and the Raiders just, I don't know, they seem like the kind of team that could go into Tennessee and just.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fall apart to me. Like Tennessee could just smack them around.
What's interesting about them for me on offense, like Carr has been kind of messy. They dominated that Cardinal game until the fourth quarter, but still not especially good. The first game, he really struggled. They are so shallow when it comes to targets. Davante Adams, Waller, Renfro. It's hard to name other guys on that roster that would get the ball, but Renfro is out. He was concussed on that last play of the game, the overtime fumble against Arizona, and did not practice this week, ruled out. Also, Josh Jacobs is sick and is not on the plane to Tennessee. Like, he might get there, but he is not traveling with them because of whatever illness he's dealing with. But, you know, like, with Tennessee, you want to find a team that looked horrendous, and don't even worry about what they were supposed to look like. You just know there's going to be a push against them in terms of the spread. And maybe there shouldn't be. And with that in mind, you're done, right?
Yes.
I'm taking Minnesota.
All right.
That was all a big setup. I was taking Minnesota the whole time. Minnesota minus -6. I like that you. I gave you the Field Yates. You giving me the Cousins man-to-man defense. Minnesota, I think, is good. Philadelphia is maybe really good. And in that Monday night game, Hurts broke a couple big plays. And the Watkins touchdown, Quez Watkins. Minnesota had plenty of time to drive and get close. They just threw picks near the end zone. That was not a one-sided game. And I'll take Minnesota at home here. I think the line is – Detroit is so popular now. Out of nowhere, the Lions are everybody's favorite. And they're saying minus -6 here with a Viking team that lost like that. That's my kind of bet. So I'll take Minnesota minus -6. I'm taking the Bills. There's been – it's not all just local. Like, a lot of focus on, for as good as they are, the Micah Hyde injury and Jackson. Everybody watched that happen with the ambulance on the field. People know that the Bills are in rough shape with injuries in this game, and the odds don't change at all. And I've been saying about them, but I haven't benefited from this, they look like the kind of team that might be spread-proof. Their last 20 regular season wins have been by double digits. It goes to 21 or they lose here. I'll take my chances. Bills minus -5.5 at the Dolphins. What I'm saying is, if you don't know, like, the odds makers are kind of, they don't care about these injuries. And all right. Miami was down 21 in the fourth quarter last week, by the way. Maybe they are who you thought they were.
Mm-hmm.
I love the Jets plus +6 at home against the Bengals. I don't think the Bengals know how to fix what their problems are. I love this Ben Solak piece today at The Ringer. Just really sharp. Why they're so predictable, or how, rather, they're so predictable so far this year. The Jets have playmakers. They've got two good backs. If Davis plays, I'd say they have three good receivers, maybe even two great ones in Elijah Moore and Garrett Wilson. And Flacco is slinging it. Like, he's not – what is he worried about? They're not going to want to take him out. They already don't want to take him out for Zach Wilson. They're going to play games with that. They've been playing games with that. And I think Flacco's having a blast. No expectation. People thought he was retired. He's starting games for the Jets and throwing – he leads the league in passes. I don't know. They beat the Bengals last year anyway. Jets plus +6 at home against Cincinnati.
All right.
And I've got like three others listed here. I'll take the Niners Sunday night in Denver. You know, it looks like a sucker week. There are lots of sucker bets on the board this week. Kansas City, maybe Buffalo, maybe Minnesota. Teams where you're like, you know, supposed to just sort of know what they are.
Mm-hmm.
And betting against Denver kind of feels like that. This is a game in the altitude at night. But it's Garoppolo now. And, you know, I love the Lance idea, but I can accept that sort of there's a certain calmness or familiarity that offense with him. Kittle is back. That's arguably the best player in the NFL. Ayuk is working out. Debo is running. And their defense is good. It's possible that Denver won't look a lot different than it's looked in the first two games, you know? How do you fix that? Russell Wilson wants to throw the ball down the field. That's what he's always done. Judy is hurt. I don't know. Maybe San Francisco wins this game by 30. Minus -1.5, the Niners. And for a college game, you know what? I've got a lot of like hot takes here with these picks. I feel like I probably sound like I know what I'm talking about. Sets up well for 1-4. Yeah. I'll take my Baylor Bears on the road at Iowa State tomorrow, plus +2.5. Sick 'em.
I think I have your Baylor Bears in a college football parlay.
I'm going to wear a Baylor shirt tomorrow and go wine tasting in Canada all day.
Nice.
That's tomorrow with my wife.
That sounds nice.
Bounce around, hit some spots. Nice, cool, sunny day, hopefully. Gotta love it. Okay, Bulldog, Arkansas, plus +2.5. Lions, Chiefs, Saints, Ravens. I'm a Moik I'm on the Baylor Bears, then Sunday, Minnesota Bills, Jets, Niners. Have fun.
All right.
Ross Tucker, that's working out.
I'd say so, yes. I'm very, very happy with that.
He has been really fun to talk to on Thursdays, replacing the late John Clayton on our regular Thursday 5 o'clock spot. We would sometimes replay John Clayton on Friday nights because it was so popular. And I feel like Ross Tucker, and Ross is going to say it if you hang through the whole thing, he's going to be like, how is anybody not listening to me? He basically says at the end. Yeah. So for people who might have missed Ross Tucker, we would hate for him to think anybody did. But if anybody did, that's coming your way next. Have a great Friday night, Saturday. We'll be back with you for the Bills game once it's over, post-game on Sunday. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR. Welcome back. It's already become a highlight of our week, having the chance to talk to Ross Tucker Thursdays here on the West Her Hotline. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog. Ross, we know you were very excited about your visit to the area last week. How did it go?
It was glorious. It was amazing. Well, I tell you what, what's up with, why is the first game always have so much traffic?
Is it because it's the first game, or is it because we've got school, it's a weekday,
I think at 7 o'clock kickoff even, too, that happens right. when there are preseason games even, which, you know, do not draw 70,000 people normally, but if they're at 7 o'clock on a weeknight, like a Friday night, it gets like that. So
it's funny because the only reason why I ask is because, like, when I do Sunday games or whatever, I don't really notice it. But my first year in Buffalo, 2003, I didn't know how to get to – where do we stay? Like, out near the Galleria or something, out near the airport.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really know how to get to the stadium, so I was just figuring it out. I was in crazy – I thought I was going to be late for the game. We were playing the Patriots. It was the game where we beat the Patriots 31-0. And in 2003, I just remember thinking, this city has the worst traffic to get to the stadium of any team I played for. But to answer your question, it was glorious, man. I loved it. I had one of my podcast listeners, Steven Soroka. He volunteered to bring me Bar Bill wings and beer to my car in the Fieldhouse parking lot, which just, like, people in other cities wouldn't do that. Like, that's basically Bills fans and maybe Packers fans are the only two that would volunteer to, like, bring food to me. So I had a few wings, went into the stadium. Atmosphere was electric. Bills killed them. As a broadcaster, it's not that sweet when it's 41-7 in the third quarter and both the teams put their backup quarterbacks in.
Right.
I had to switch to, like, preseason mode and, like, start telling jokes and stuff.
When the guy brings you food and beer, Ross, does he get to hang with you?
I'm glad you said that. That's a great question. You know, I was supposed to go into the booth at that point, but I thought, you know what? Like, I got to spend some time with him. So, and by the way, I've actually met him before, and he's an awesome dude. So I was like, all right. So had a few wings, talked with him and his buddy for a little bit. It was awesome. So, yes, like, if anybody listening, that's the rule. If you bring me free beer and or free wings, I will drink one beer with you. No, I didn't with him because I had a game. But if I'm not broadcasting, I will drink one beer with you and have at least six wings. I had three medium and three, like, Cajun honey or something. It was really good.
Yeah, it's out in the open. That's good. People should know what the terms are here with Ross.
By the way, the pregame press box food was just okay. It was pizza logs, which I know you guys love. Mm. Never been a big fan of the pizza log, and I've never gotten into the pizza log. They had brisket sliders. That's what I did pregame. But I'll tell you what, it's very clear to me that this organization wants a Super Bowl. Because they probably had the best halftime spread I've had in the NFL in a long time.
Wow.
It was like this seasoned pork meat for tacos, and then they had mac and cheese. But I'm not an idiot. I know that once you're older than 8 years old, mac and cheese is basically a condiment. Like, you don't eat mac and cheese on its own. So there's only two acceptable things to do with mac and cheese when you're over, like, age 12. Number one, you either take your, like, taco or whatever you're eating and you dip it in the mac and cheese, or you put the mac and cheese on top right. of the pulled pork that's seasoned, almost like a topping, and it's the savory meat protein with, like, the creamy mac and cheese. It was so good. It got me through that whole boring fourth quarter. It was amazing.
Beautiful to hear. Beautiful. Love it.
Nice.
Yeah. And I saw you. I think it was you, Ross, on Monday where I saw this. The Bills PR team, I don't know who, the menu was out there.
This is all new.
Yeah.
Oh, no. That was me. I'm the one. So, by the way, I hardly ever even check those emails that I get from the teams for the games I'm calling. But for some reason, it said logistics or something. So I didn't know if there was something weird with parking. So I scrolled through the email, and Derek Boyko and his amazing staff, they had the pregame and the halftime spread, which is really critical. Like, food is important. Think about all the things that we love in life. We love our families. We love football. We love food. We love adult beverages. Food is one of the four like love languages for me, okay? So I need to plan my stuff out. So every team, this should be mandatory now, because then it lets you know, let's say you're in the city for the weekend, right? It lets you know what you should eat the night before.
Right.
Like, I don't want to crush a ton of wings the night before the game if that's what they're serving in the press box. Food planning is highly underrated. Like, I'm in Detroit right now, and I'm going to go to this place tonight in Ann Arbor. I already know what I'm going to order. I already know what I'm going to order to drink, too. Failing to prepare is preparing to fail. There are people that just walk into restaurants and have no idea what they're going to order. You know what happens? They misorder a lot. They lose. They lose a whole – that's like losing a game. We can't afford to lose meals. Every meal is critically important. You must prepare ahead of time. Thank you to the Buffalo Bills for enabling that. Yeah. Not thank you to Eric Wood for sneakily, secretly videoing me eating my brisket when I wasn't ready and then posting it to social media. So Eric had me like – Eric had like a big animal in the wild, basically, is what that video was, because I didn't know he was filming me from the other side of the glass in the Bills booth.
That's tough. I got to go find that.
I want to go another 20 minutes on this, but we got to get to sports.
We got to get to it,
By the way, 13 minutes in, zero football talk so far. Zero.
I know. Well,
this is why Northwest Bank pays the big bucks, though. This is why Northwest Bank sponsors the segment.
All right, let's hope it is. Let's hope it's what they want.
On the game, Ross, how much of an indicator of Tennessee being in trouble or Buffalo being an unstoppable juggernaut was Monday?
So always a combination of both. But the Titans are too well coached and have won too many games to get annihilated like that. So I think I don't think they're a good team. I think they're like a 7-win team maybe, but I think it was more an indicator of just how good the Bills are, to be honest with you. I really do. I mean, I talked about this today with Greg Cosell on the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, the NFL films guru, I think is on with
he's on with Chris and Steve on
Brown every week.
Right.
If you would have told me, because I was thinking the same thing, so I'm not giving Greg credit. I was thinking that he just reinforced it. If you would have told me a few years ago that Josh Allen would be like a quarterback that gets rid of the ball like in 2.5 seconds and just is super quick to get rid of the ball, knows where to go with the ball, accurate. I mean, obviously he can run like crazy. He's got a strong arm, but he looked like Brady. Like, he looked like Brady for some of that game. You know what I mean? Just get the ball out, 8 yards, boom, 12 yards, boom. I mean, I never thought that Josh would get to this point. I really didn't. And I love it because I like believing that in any aspect of life that we can improve, that if we really put the time in and really care about it, that we can improve. And I'm not sure I've ever seen an NFL football player improve as much as Josh Allen, because he was like the opposite of that. Not only his rookie year, but his second year, he was still – his first year, he was just like crazy. His second year, he was taking sacks like crazy still. Now he's like – he gets rid of the ball so quickly. I'm just so pumped for him, and I'm so pumped for you guys. Like, I – and by the way, it's so funny because I do a bunch of stuff in Philly, as you guys know, because I'm from there. They all want it to be an Eagles-Bills Super Bowl. Even the people in Philly want it to be an Eagles-Bills Super Bowl, which is amazing. It's funny because I don't know anybody that doesn't like the Bills. The Bills are like the real America's team for whatever reason.
More of our Thursday chat with Ross Tucker, our new regular guest each week. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, that's coming your way next here on WGR. Welcome back. Happy Friday. We're listening back to our chat yesterday with Ross Tucker. Each Thursday at 5 on WGR, he'll join us. Love it. Ross, quickly on Stephon Diggs, if we can. Bulldog and I spent a lot of time on him on Tuesday, just like right from the beginning of that game. Physical. He's not stepping out of bounds to the left. He's going through you. He's throwing almost punches, you know, swinging at guys. Offensive guys can get away with that. One point later in the game, Jackson for Tennessee retaliated. That's a flag. I mean, what just a work of art Diggs in this game, physically, and then, of course, what makes him Stephon Diggs, the rest of it, just the ability to get open and play so well.
I love that guy. I've interviewed him a couple times, like after games. I think when he played for the Vikings. I don't know if I have after the Bills. He's also like an awesome guy. I don't know if you've ever talked to him, but like he's a great interview. He's cool. I alerted the FBI during the game Monday night that they need to investigate how he was a fifth-round pick because I have no idea. Like, FBI, CIA, somebody needs to do an investigation. How was that guy a fifth-round pick? How is that possible? And, yes, everybody knows he's a great route runner. And, you know, Tennessee didn't have their best corner in Fulton. So in some of their packages – they had a rookie, Trey Avery, out there, and I felt bad for that kid. The rookie from Rutgers that Stephon just absolutely abused, including that deep post touchdown.
Yep.
But you want to get the heart of a former offensive lineman like me. You want to get the fans in Buffalo, New York, to love you. Play physical at that position. Play physical at the non-physical positions. The way he was, I mean, chucking McCreary out the one time, running him over. I love that. It's a physical sport. I hate prima donnas that try to make a lot of money playing football but don't ever really want to be physical. That's not Diggs. I love that guy. That's the thing that's so cool about the Bills, right, is, okay, they're really good. Everybody should be excited about that. But correct me if I'm wrong, they also appear to be, like, awesome guys that we can root for. And I just love their playing style. It's more than just that they're good. Diggs is a badass. Diggs is trying to throw guys out. Josh Allen, like, now I don't want him to get hurt, but I love when he hurdles or runs. They're real easy to root for.
No doubt.
Well, how about this week? We've got, you know, Tua with 6 touchdown passes and Hill and Waddle getting off, and they have a big dramatic comeback over the Baltimore Ravens last week, and the Bills are down some guys in the secondary, at least here as of you know, us talking here on Thursday afternoon. We'll see about Sunday, but on the Dolphins, are you buying that yet? Like,
okay, picture this: it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Are they a threat yet, or does Sunday maybe tell that story for you?
I think they're a threat to make the playoffs, for sure. I don't think they're a threat to win the division. I do think they are a threat to beat the Bills, especially if Dane Jackson or Hyde or any of these guys can't play. This is the wrong team to play against. Wrong team if you're beat up in the secondary. I suspect that the Bills will play a lot of softer zone coverage and make the Dolphins earn it. The Ravens, I can't believe they had two busted coverages on Tyreek Hill in the fourth quarter, up by 21 points.
Yeah.
I mean, guys, that was the only thing they couldn't do to lose the game. That was the only thing they couldn't do, and they did it. And the Ravens are like a well-coached, organized team. It blows my mind away, but I think it's going to be a good game. I still lean Buffalo just because they just are loaded and they're playing so well, but it's a short week on the road. They seem pretty beat up. I mean, if the Bills, I don't know how many games they're going to lose this year, but let's say it's three. I mean, this would kind of be like one of them, right? Like this is set up to be one of the few games that the Bills could potentially lose.
Which means it's a great sign if they pull it out. Ross, so you mentioned 2003 in passing earlier. As it happens, yesterday, on this day, the 21st of September, 2003, was Bills-Dolphins. You seem to have a great memory and recall. That's a Sunday night game in Miami, and you were on that team, of course.
Terrible.
Yeah, that was Bulldog and I together for the first time. By the way, that was our first post-game show, was that game. You guys went in there pretty hot, little like this team. This team's hotter, but, here it is, week three.
That is, that night ruined a lot for me because I got picked up on waivers by the Bills. Our first game, we killed the Patriots. Second game, we killed the Jaguars. And I'm saying to my wife, I'm like, hey, we're really good. like this might be my first time going to the playoffs. We got a really good team. And then we went down there and everybody was praising us and saying how great we were. And it was a Sunday night game and Ricky Williams ran all over us, just ran all over us. I don't remember what happened on offense. I wasn't playing. I was the swing inside guy. I only started the last five games that year. Mm-hmm. At right guard. But that's when I was like, okay, maybe we're not that good. And then we ended up 6-10 that year. So, yes, I remember Ricky Williams running all over our butts, and that was like a big pin into the balloon of my high hopes for our team that year because I thought, ooh, I don't know. We might not be what I think we are.
There's a Travis Henry option pass down at the goal line.
In the end zone, right.
That stands out from that game to me. You mentioned not remembering what went on offense. I don't know if that jogs your memory at all, but that was
You know what's funny? I don't remember that at all. And actually, I don't remember, I feel like I don't remember individual plays of games back then as much as the fans do. And I don't know if that's because when you're a player, I'm kind of just watching, at the time, I was watching, Reuben Brown and Trey Teague to see what was going on up front, because I might actually go in, right? Or if it's, too many hits to the head and I don't remember specifics. My buddies remember so many plays from college, but I played 7 years in the NFL after that, so, the college games are kind of a blur to me. So I don't know. Maybe I'm maybe I'm admitting on Buffalo radio, I'm early stage CT. I'm not joking. I really don't know. But to answer your question, I remember the game well. I remember that season well. I do not remember Travis Henry halfback option pass. Knowing Travis, I'm going to guess that didn't go real well.
No, it was disastrous.
I will say this, though. That guy was one tough son of a gun. I mean, you want to talk about tough and strong? T-Hen was a bad man. He had a cracked fibula and rushed for like 150 against the Jets later on in the year when I was starting. I like to take all the credit for it, but it was probably mainly him. He was a bad dude. And then we had him and McGay. Don't get me started. One of these, we got to do this in the offseason.
Yes.
Actually, I want to talk about how the 2004 Buffalo Bills are evidently, I've had this sent to me five times, were evidently the best team in NFL history to not make the playoffs. Like, all the advanced statistics, all the advanced metrics were like the worst, which doesn't make me feel better at all.
I love how you said that about Henry. He was probably mainly responsible for that 150 yards on the broken leg. A treat again, Ross. Thanks, and we'll talk next week.
Can't wait. Can you imagine living in Western New York and not making this appointment listening every week? Thursdays, 5 o'clock. I'm giving out free life advice with food. Awesome stories. Northwest Bank, we need even more money because that was amazing. See you, dudes.
Thanks for listening. Enjoy your Friday night and Saturday, and we'll talk to you again after the Bills game. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog with Post Game Sunday here on WGR.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.